Believers in Pakistan need you to pray right now. Everything's flip-flopping for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And how can you explain youth ministry to Mexican church leaders when you don't speak Spanish? One group has found a way. We'll share their story and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Angry Pakistanis block roads, burn tires, and more in protest of the horrific bombing that killed 81 people while injuring 140 others Sunday. The country's government announced a three-day period of national mourning in the nation's worst church attack. Gospel for Asia works there. GFA's founder KP Yohannan says this attack will have an impact on church growth.
Whenever there was persecution and difficulties, the church continued to grow in Pakistan. I don't know what we are going to be looking at. Will there be more persecution? Some of our leaders think so.
Yohannan says Christians globally need to be concerned and spend more time in prayer.
People spend less than 8 minutes a day in prayer average, and pastors spend, it is said, that less than 12 minutes a day in prayer. Is this going to make the local pastor call his people to come together for prayer like they are praying in Pakistan?
He says it needs to be urgent. Get specific prayer points at our website. Next, a lot can change in a year. Just ask Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood. The organization's reeling from the sudden reversal of power it experienced this summer. This week, another stunning blow. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains what happened.
The court has ruled they've banned the Muslim Brotherhood. They said it's not acceptable as a non-governmental organization. Its activities are banned. The big question is, okay, what does that mean on the ground now?
Another question, will it backfire? When President Mohamed Morsi was removed, Christians were scapegoats.
That could happen again with this court ruling. That could be something that leads to churches and Christians being targeted as they say, it's your fault that the court ruled this way. It's your fault that the Muslim Brotherhood has been ruled illegal.
Many believers in Egypt think they've been forgotten. Let them know they're not.
Pray for those who are opposed to the gospel to be one to Christ.
This is an ongoing discussion on our Facebook page. Join the conversation. This is Mission Network News. Latin American Christ followers are being equipped for the Great Commission. HCJB Global President Wayne Peterson explains the goal of their new Corrientes program.
We're putting the emphasis on mentoring and mobilizing people from Latin America that can be more effective, frankly, than Americans. In many parts of the world, Americans are not loved and welcomed, but Latinos can go in easily and serve Christ effectively.
The year-long program pairs Bible college grads with mentors in several different areas. Each mentor helps the student prepare for cross-cultural changes and challenges.
We're seeking to give them the skills they need to survive in a different culture as they present the gospel.
A program like this usually costs thousands of dollars, but thanks to donors, it's free for students. Can you help it continue? We'll connect you at our website. And how do you explain vacation Bible school to church leaders in Mexico when you don't speak Spanish? Judy Vander Ark says Moses Incorporated asked that same question when they began sending short-term mission teams there in 1992. Their solution came from one of their team members, an annual training conference spoken only in Spanish.
That started out in 1995, and I think the first one probably had 100 or maybe fewer people in attendance. But it has grown tremendously every year, and to the point that this last year's conference was attended by 380 people, representing 130 churches.
But with great growth comes great needs. Find ways you can help at our website.
Each year there's a lot of printing and a lot of copying, producing of CDs. There's expense for the workshop itself.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to passing on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.